This is the One Nation Road Podcast, an all-ages podcast about that overnight camp in Brookline, New Hampshire. You know, 03033. You'll hear stories and anecdotes from special guests and find out how camp life has changed over the years. Okay, everybody, time for lineup.
Welcome to the first episode of the One Mason Road Podcast. I'm Rob Goodwin. My Talkai year was 1979. My first year was 1974. Now, this podcast is for all ages, G-rated. Names will only be used with permission. My idea for this podcast is to talk about what camp was like in past decades and the present. There's no question there have been many subtle differences and changes over time. I'm really wondering who thinks this podcast is a good idea. Are there enough generational differences and stories to talk about? Let me know your thoughts. You can reach me via Facebook Messenger, text me, or email me at info@onemasonroad.com. If you do think this podcast is a good idea, participation is key. If you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me. If we're not connected, again, you can email me at info@onemasonroad.com. Okay, here are a few examples from when I went to camp that might make for good content. Before Al Best was built, every evening activity was held in the girls' rec hall. Every play, every game show, every movie, every social, and song fest, right? Especially during movies, there was a resident family of bats flying around. Do you remember that? My first few years, color war, or as we called it, competition, wasn't a few days or a few weeks, but the entire summer. We played team against team during athletics, culture, and some but not all evening activities. Now, color war might be a good episode. I can think of some pretty good stories to tell. Do you remember your favorite way color war broke? My first few years, the CIT program was female only. What was the boys program? They were kitchen boys. There was no soccer field per se. The current soccer field was the golf course. To some, it will always be called the golf course. Okay, it was a single par 3 hole with a putting green. I wonder if the putting green is still there. Let me know if you remember where it was. There were 4 softball diamonds in camp. Do you remember the Olin field? It was behind bunks 1, 2, and 3, which is where the ropes course and Kadena Village is now. But bunks 1, 2, and 3 are now bogue bunks? I'm so confused. I'm wondering if anyone knows who had the 1001 key last, because I swear it wasn't me. And last, some of you may have seen this. Head on over to YouTube and search for Tevye Softball 1984. You'll find some game day videos from the Michael Jesser Boak Field on my YouTube channel. Again, if you'd like to be a guest on this podcast, reach out directly or email me at info@onemasonroad.com. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you're under age 13, please get your parents' permission before subscribing. I'm not sure how many episodes there will be. Only time will tell. Thanks for listening. Keep in touch.